Praise be to God.
Mbuya tamandike.
Yeah, so we are going to read a scripture.
Zawele nga marembo.
As we are going to encourage one another in the word of God.
Vinitizali mbisanako wina njimzache mao ya mulungu.
Praise be to God.
Amen.
So we can turn our Bibles to the book of 1 Peter,
Petro Oyamba,
chapter 5.
1 Petro 5.
We can read from verse 8 to 10.
Petro Oyamba 5. Zawelenga ndimia 8 kufika pa 10.
Are we there? All right, actually we can start from verse 6. Okay, we can just stand up just for the reading of the scriptures. We'll sit later. Okay. Okay, so the Bible reads from verse
6.
Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him. For he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Verse 9. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. May the Lord bless the reading of his word.
Amen.
We may be seated. Amen.
Amen.
So I'll put the title as entering the new year with victory, or entering 2025 with victory.
Amen.
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 So we are going to look at spiritual warfare. It's good that we have started the year in the presence of the Lord. There are so many things that we want to achieve in life. I believe everyone desires to have victory. No one wants to be a failure. And we thank God that we have been made to be overcomers. Because the scriptures tell us that greater is the one who is in us than the one who is in the world. And in all these things, we are more than conquerors. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we need to be victorious. We need to overcome. Praise be to God. So we are entering, we have entered this year as it is beginning. We are not beginning this year as failures. But we are entering into this year as overcomers. Hallelujah. Sure, in the first sermon, we heard about the abilities that God has given us. We have got different abilities. There are things, there's a potential that is in us that needs to be made manifest. And we are not just supposed to keep it without putting it in the right position or utilizing it well. The potential that we have, it has to manifest and bear forth the fruits. So there are gifts that have been placed in our lives. But it's not enough just to keep the gift. It has to be functional.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So this year that we are starting, we are not failures. What is it that makes these gifts not to function? What is it that makes the talents not to function? The potential not to be made manifest? Mostly there's a battle that goes on. And that battle is in the mind. Amen. Amen. So we are entering this year. We want to enter it with changed minds.
Yes,
the Bible says that as a man thinketh in his heart, so he is. If you think that you are a failure, then you are going to fail in life. We heard about those who were given the talents. There was one who was given five. He utilized the five. He realized that I've got potential, I've got an ability to multiply what I've been given according to the ability that he was given. Multiplied the five. What made him to multiply? The thinking process.
Yeah.
The one who had two, to realize that these two that have been given, I can do something with the two. Let me put it into action. Let me put it into business. And it multiplies. But the one who was given one, why didn't it multiply? Because it was supposed to multiply. Because if you have one, then you add another one, you are at least have two. But the problem was the thinking. He went to bury the potential that he had. The problem was in the mind. He was supposed to overcome the thoughts of failure, which were in his mind. But because he saw himself failing and fearing, then he couldn't progress. The talent, that's how it died. But at the end of the day, it is required of us whatsoever that you have been given. God is going to ask us at the end of the day, what did you do with what I have put? With what I gave you. It doesn't matter where you are coming from. You can be coming from Chatama, Chipata, coming from Lufusa, coming from Jack, coming from Makeni. God has given us different according to our abilities. Wherever we are, God wants productivity. But the problem is a battle that is going on. And the battle is in the mind. And we need to overcome. We need to restructure our thinking. How do you see yourself? Hallelujah.
Amen.
We need to know who we are.
Yeah.
Know where you are coming from.
Yeah.
Know where you are. And know where you are going.
Yeah.
You need to have a vision. You need to have direction.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah. So this year has begun. We have not just entered. Then we just follow whatever comes in the air. Then we are just following. We need to have a vision. What is it that you want to achieve in this year? Hallelujah.
Amen.
We need to learn how to make plans. And when we make plans, we need to commit them unto the Lord.
Amen.
Then the Lord can guide our paths. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we are not like people of the world. We just wake up and start doing things anyhow. As we are guided by the Lord.
Amen.
And as many as are led by the Spirit of the Lord, they are the sons of God. Hallelujah. So as we are led, we are like sheep, we are led. The sheep follows the shepherd. They don't just move anyhow. When they are on, they become powerless. They are defenseless. But they get strong when they are with their shepherd, when he's leading. Because the shepherd will guide them, will show them. As Psalm 23 tells us, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we have a shepherd, the Lord. That's why we shall not want. We shall not lack anything. That's why Paul tells us in Philippians 4:19 that for my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be to God. So the brother was saying, if you came sick, just believe that you are going to be healed.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I agree. I say amen to that.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because we have not come in a house of sickness. We have come in the presence of God.
Amen.
If you have come with a physical sickness, we are going to our shepherd.
Amen.
What is our shepherd saying? Hallelujah.
Amen.
If all our needs, the Lord is going to supply all our needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Even healing, he should give us.
Amen.
Physical, he should heal us. Spiritual, he should heal us.
Amen.
We need to have victory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because the church has to be healthy.
Amen.
That's what Peter was wishing, isn't it?
Amen.
That you can be healthy. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
But then, because we are passing through battles,
Amen.
The devil comes through the mind. He brings the thought to take you away from the mind of God. And when he takes you away from the mind of God, then you become vulnerable. Then he can hit you. He can give you disease. He can give you sin. He can put you in bondage. He can frustrate your life. Because you are not now, you are now not walking in the will of God. But being that we are the sheep, we are led by our shepherd. When we are with the shepherd, we can walk with boldness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the devil will say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leads me to the green pastures. He takes me to beside the still waters. So the Lord provides. If it's a food, he provides. The water, he provides. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He didn't even fear death. So I'm saying, though I walk through the valleys of the shadow of death, I shall, he didn't fear. Because you're saying his rod, the rod of the shepherd, his rod and the staff, they comfort me. He knew that there was the rod of the shepherd.
Amen.
So the rod of the shepherd, it helps in guiding the sheep. It will show the sheep where the green pasture is, where the still waters are. And again, when the enemy comes, the shepherd can use the rod to hit the enemy.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. And what is that rod? That is the word of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be to God. So the Bible says the righteous shall walk as bold as a lion. So we are with the word of God. So the devil was saying, though I walk through the valleys of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. You cannot fear. You will have faith. Where there is fear, there is no faith. Where there is faith, there is no fear. It's only those who fear are the ones who are defeated. But where there is faith, Brother Branham calls it as the atomic boom. That is the faith. Hallelujah. When you have faith, you'll be able to quench the fiery darts of the enemy.
Amen.
So we are not entering with fear. The Bible says God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and sound mind. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So our minds are supposed to be sound. Then we can overcome. So the devil, he comes to the mind. He knows that's where the strength is. Hallelujah. Because God has given us a special avenue there of the free will, which way we are supposed to choose. So the enemy brings an advent of the thought. So then you have the power to open to the voice of Satan, or you can open to the voice of God. Because there are just two voices or two powers. There's the power of God, then there's the power of Satan. There's the kingdom of God, then the kingdom of the devil. So where are you opening your mind to? So when the devil brings an idea, it looks attractive. So if you are not careful, you open the door. When he enters, he brings trouble in your life. Spiritually, you become sick. You are not progressing. Years are moving, you are not progressing. But as years are moving, we are also supposed to be progressing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because we are moving with time. The fact that you have come to meet, there's time behind this. We are talking of 2024. This is 2025. Time is moving. But what are we doing in this time? Are we overcoming? Or are we stagnant? What do we think about ourselves? Who are we? Are we doing what we are supposed to do? Do we view ourselves the way God views us? The way God proposes to see us? The devil has brought a certain thought to make the children of God feel that they are failures, that they should be struggling in life. But we are overcomers.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, you are not a failure. Tell them, you are an overcomer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we need to fight. But the battle is in the mind. So are you tolerating the voice of
Satan?
Don't give him chance. He doesn't aim good.
Sama gwira pabwino.
As we have read from the book of 1 Peter.
Mwamenda werengera Petro yamba.
The Bible says, be sober.
Bible kuti ngalani mzeru zoenera.
You know somebody that is sober. It's not somebody drunk that is staggering. Somebody who is drunk, you tell them to say, walk in a straight line. They won't be able to walk in the street. They'll be staggering. But we need to be sober minded. We need to walk in the straight line. Where the word of God is leading us. If it draws a line that we should follow, that's how we should be walking. We are not supposed to be staggering. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. So be sober. Don't be today you are a believer, tomorrow you are not a believer. Make a declaration that this new year that has begun, I am not going to be the same. I am going to be different. If the devil has been holding you, tell him enough is enough. You were holding me in 2024, but 2025 is mine. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise be to God. If you fail 2024. Let not Satan put a title or a badge or a seal on you that you are a failure.
Thank you.
The failures of 2024 should not define your current life. What should define your life is what is the word of God saying about your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the word of God doesn't say we are failures. We are overcomers. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's not give chance to the devil. Let our minds change. If we were lazy at studying the word of God, start studying the word of God. Tell the devil
that
laziness has remained in 2024. This is 2025. I'm starting on a new page. Hallelujah. So what you feed your mind matters much. So the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so he is. If the devil injects a thought of backsliding, you start living a backslidden life. Because that's what you're thinking. Unless sister so-so-so. Unless brother so-so. Those are the ones who are strong. That is the brother who can pray. And that. But even you have been given an opportunity. You are supposed to be a believer. Praying for those who are weak. If there's got to be somebody who is strong, let it be you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Such that if there was no one on earth who was serious for the word of God,
amen.
Purpose it in your heart that the one who is going to be serious, it is me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. So there's got to be transformation in our thinking. Let us be sober. And let us be vigilant. Because your adversary. So you have an enemy. You don't just walk a free life. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We have an enemy. Every day when you wake up, know that there's an enemy. There is the devil who is trying to bring you down. He's walking like a roaring lion, looking for somebody to devour. So it's not time to be playing around. When you are in the bush, there a lion is rolling. Are you going to be walking smart even if you are wearing your suit. When you hear it, you know that this is serious business. Maybe if you are even wearing a jacket, you remove it, you start running. You know that there's war here. So the devil, that's how he is. So you can't just be messing with him. He can damage your life. But let us be sober. Let us be vigilant. And let us know how to locate this enemy. Because we are fighting a war. And when you're fighting a war, you need to know who your enemy is. And you need to locate where the enemy is. Then you can fight well. Hallelujah. You can have a very powerful machine gun. But if you cannot locate where your enemy is, you'll be shooting in the other direction, your enemy is this side. Then him is just carrying stones. He'll kill you with his stones. So as you have been given very powerful weapons, as the Bible tells us, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God, even to the pulling down of the strongholds, casting down imaginations, every high thing that can exalt itself against the knowledge of God. Hallelujah. So those imaginations that are not in line with the word of God, they have to be cast down. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So we are fighting a war. So this war starts in the spirit. Then it comes and manifests in the physical. So it will come in your mind. Then, if you tolerate it, the enemy takes advantage.
Mudani azapeza danga.
He plants unbelief.
Aika chikaiko.
Then you are gone.
Akabiala chikaiko nishiwa wapita.
Where there is unbelief, you have fear now.
Pali chikaiko palimanta.
But God didn't give us a spirit of fear.
Mulungu sana tupase mzimu wa manta.
Want to encourage somebody, whether it's a sickness that you have.
Nifuno limbisa wina mwina ni matenda mwini nao.
The doctors told you that you cannot be healed.
Anakamba mwina simunga pole.
I want to tell you that with God, all things are possible.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If another person was not healed from the disease that you are suffering from, it doesn't mean that even you cannot be healed. Because what does the word of God say? Isaiah 53 tells us. He was wounded for our transgressions. Bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was laid upon him. By his stripes we are healed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus paid the price. But the devil will give you examples. Did you see that one? Died from TB. Even you have got TB. You are dying. Did you see that one? Died from cancer. Even you have got cancer. You are going to die. You inject that poison. Then you start thinking of that. You even start losing your weight. Then you go to the grave. But the people who know their God, the Bible says, they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God can do great things. He can break the opinions that the doctors have made. The opinions that your neighbors have made on you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There was another woman
who
was suffering from breast cancer. Brother Branham was giving this testimony. So they were actually even preparing to go and remove the breast. So they went there, but then this preacher man had to pray before the operation had to be done. But then a miracle happened. The woman was cured. There was not even a scar that was showing that there was breast cancer. God restored everything back to
him.
And Hebrews 13 verse 8 tells us,
13:8,
Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. So she was cured.
Anapola.
So God can heal even now. So you don't look at the failures and make a difference from the failures that have happened. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Make it a purpose in your mind that the word of God should be fulfilled in you. Praise be to God. But the power of thinking, if you are thinking negatively, it can destroy your life. If you think, me, I'm poor, I'm just a beggar, that's what you'll be doing in your life. Because the brother was mentioning, there are people who blame others. Somebody, you have grown, you're a big person, you've got energy, you can work. Me, they don't help me. They just favor this one and that one. I also need to be helped. But you have got hands. Why are you not working? The problem is the sickness is in the mind. Because you have believed that you are poor, you are a beggar, you just have to be helped throughout your life. The problem is the thinking.
Amen.
So we need to change the way we are thinking. Our thinking have to be yielded to the knowledge of the word of God and live according to the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. So we need to live by faith. Shall we read another scripture from the book of Ephesians? Chapter 6. Okay, are we there? We start from verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Hallelujah. Amen. Does it say be weak in the Lord? Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord. So believers have to be strong in the Lord. No laziness. If you are not prayerful this year, make it your determination that I shall be a prayerful believer.
Amen.
If there is no one praying in the fellowship, let it be me praying. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't push it on your brother. Don't push it on your sister. It's you who is an overcomer. Purpose it in your heart. And you are going to have victory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Matrix, yes, sir. Hallelujah. So it's saying, put on the whole armor. So we are soldiers of the Lord Jesus Christ. Why is the Bible talking about the armor? Who wears the armor? It's somebody who is a fighter, isn't it? If you see, they are walking, these soldiers, they are wearing that combat. They even have bullets there. They are carrying even maybe AK-47. Do you think they are wearing those things for a joke?
Yeah.
It's not a joke. That is a symbol, or that is a sign they are showing you that they are fighters. They are ready to fire at the enemy when the war begins. So even us, we are told to wear the whole armor of God. Meaning, in this life of Christianity where we have come, it's not just a life on the flower bed of easy, but it's a life that we've got to be fighting every day. We are not weak soldiers. The Bible has told us, be strong. Tell your neighbor, be a strong soldier of Jesus Christ. Tell them, don't be a weak soldier. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we are strong soldiers of the Lord Jesus Christ. But we need to wear the armor. And we need to be strong in the Lord. We are not supposed to be staggering. So don't give chance to the devil to make you weak, to bring unbelief on you. So put on the whole armor of God. What is the purpose of wearing the whole armor of God? The Bible says that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Hallelujah. So the devil fights with the tricks. Those are the wiles. Those are the wiles. Oh, Mingalato, yes. Where does he bring Mingalato? He brings them in the head.
Amen.
Yes.
Because people, they are waiting to see that devil coming with those horns. He doesn't come like that. He comes as an angel of light. He can even come among you. Enters in somebody. Because he's almost useless when he is outside. But he looks for vessels which he can enter. When the demon enters in somebody, then it can start now doing things. So even when Jesus was casting those demons out, they wanted to be in something. Just take us even in the pigs. So the devil looks for vessels. So that's why we need to be vigilant. If you are not careful, you open the door, you become the vessel to the devil. Hallelujah. Then God also uses vessels. So 1 Corinthians should be 3:16 tells us that, don't you know that you are the temples of the Holy Spirit? And that the Spirit of God dwells in you. Hallelujah. So we are the temples of the Holy Spirit. So God has to operate in our lives. Because we are the temples of the Holy Spirit. So Ephesians 2:10 tells us we are the workmanship of God. God is doing a work through us. He wants to manifest in our lives. But if you have opened the door to the demons, how is God going to operate in your life? It's the devil who will be operating in your life and
will
be a failure in life. Hallelujah. So let's wear the whole armor of God so that we be able to stand against the tricks of the devil. It is the greatest battle. The prophet Brother Branham, I think, made reference to that in his message. The greatest battle that was ever fought. We see it first happening in Eden there. What happens in there? Initially, man was in the presence of the Lord. He was obedient to the word of God. In the cool of the day, God was visiting man. And they were living healthy. They were in victory. They were obeying the word of God. But then the devil came with his wiles. He looked for a vessel. He found an animal there which was subtle and very cunning. Entered in the serpent. Went to Eve to go and make her disbelieve the word of God. I think God really said this, you will surely die. Twisting the word of God. So once you twist the word of God, it's no longer the word of God. Because the word of God is straight, it's not twisted. It's pure, it's not mixed with lies. But once you take the word that is mixed with lies, it can't even produce faith. It has no life. So what does it produce? So the lies started in the spiritual. In the mind, Eve was convinced. Then as a man thinketh in his heart, so is. So that thought, it was conceived in the mind. It matured. Then it bear fruit. What was the fruit? The fruit was defeat. So sickness started coming. Death started coming. Problems on the earth started. Because of disobedience to the word of God. Eve couldn't withstand the words of the devil. But Peter's wonders. He says, be vigilant.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Turn to your neighbor. Tell them, be vigilant. So this year, we are going to be vigilant. We are not going to give chance to the enemy. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So, then, as we go, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So we have to stand. But how do you stand? You can only stand when you are strong. When you are weak, they want to make you stand. You'll be falling. So we need to be strong. Praise be to God. And we find the strength in the word of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
So he's a God who makes a way where there seemeth not to be a way. So don't listen to what the devil says. When he shows you things, he doesn't give you hope. All he shows you is that you are a failure. You remember the spies who went to spy the land of Canaan? God had promised them that land, that it is theirs, that land flowing with milk and honey. It was supposed to be theirs.
Yeah.
So they were told, go and spy. And they went. They found it was a good place. Nice fruits that were there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the devil was looking at them. The word of God has promised that that is their land. They need to go there. And the devil brings in a thought. He shows them the giants in there. Says, have you seen this one? And have you seen that one? Do you think you can enter and possess that place? Then in their mind, they started judging themselves. They started grading themselves. There was Joshua and there was Caleb. Then they saw, yes, we are capable. We can't fear these giants, they are nothing. With God, all things are possible. They believed that they can possess that land. But the other 10, even when they have seen the goodness of the land, then they go with an evil report. Where we have gone, yes. The land is so nice, yes. There are nice fruits. These grapes, these. But they are giants in there. Us, we are looking like a grasshoppers. So how do you lower your thinking to a grasshopper when God has made you to be an overcomer? That's why they could not enter the promised land. They were wandering in the wilderness because their minds were defeated. And they spent years wandering there because of the thinking process. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because they thought they were failures. So God can promise you something. Something that you need to get in a short period of time. But if your mind, your thinking is not transformed, you'll be rotating there for years and years. You may even die minus even seeing what you are supposed to see. Minus possessing what you are supposed to possess. Because of your thinking. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we are not failures. We are overcomers.
Amen.
Even in this year, let's walk in victory.
Amen.
Praise be to God.
Amen.
So when there's a battle, there's a place where a battle is fought. Give another example of a battle in the Bible. The common battle that we know. The Philistines and Israel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What happened? There was this giant, Goliath. So he was standing there. There was also Israel who were there. So there's maybe a mountain there, a mountain there, a valley in between. There's a battleground. Hallelujah. Seeing who is going to win. So when that giant came, challenged the children of Israel, how was he challenging them? By his looks, the way he was looking. And when he speaks, they were trembling.
Oh,
we are good. This giant. And he was damaging their thinking. When he speaks, they are getting defeated and defeated. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then there was one man, David. He looked at that enemy. He used the spiritual eyes. He didn't look at him after the flesh. In the flesh, yes, he was a giant. But David, being a shepherd, he had experiences when he was taking care of his animals, the sheep. At one time, he had an encounter where a lion grabbed one of his animals. David went to kill that lion. Again, a bear. He killed a bear. Then there was now this instrument of the devil, who was challenging the children of Israel. Then David volunteered that I'm going to fight this one. Where others are fearing, me, I'm not going to fear. I'm going to take a step because I know my God. Hallelujah. So even when he went to fight
Goliath,
yes, Goliath came with a shield. He was coming with a sword. But David said, I'm coming against you in the name of the Lord. He was even given an armor, a traditional armor that they were given. David said, no, I don't need this traditional armor. I need the armor that I should use to fight this enemy. I don't need your traditional weapon. I need a spiritual weapon that I can use. So he remembered the experience. The weapon that he had was faith. Hallelujah. Because he could relate, he could remember the first experience. I killed a lion. That was not a natural thing. There was a supernatural power that came upon David to kill a lion. Because you can't kill a lion, it's so strong. A bear came, he killed it. Then he remembered the same God who helped me kill a lion. The same God who helped me kill a bear. He's going to help me kill this Goliath. And with those stones and the sling, managed to kill Goliath. And he was victorious. Hallelujah. Why was he victorious? He fought Goliath in the name of the Lord. It was not in his power. He came against him in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And he won the battle. Everyone was rejoicing. And they were defeated in their thinking.
Maganizo.
The devil made them to stop trusting the Lord.
Satana
shifted their attention. That was his trick. He used the vessel which was looking big. So that when you look at that vessel with your carnal eyes, you don't see yourself going anywhere. But when David got in the spirit, focused at the enemy, and he knew the right weapon to use, then he had to strike Goliath. Goliath was dead. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So let's be vigilant. Let's know how to locate the enemy. Let us know his tricks. For he brings things so that he brings fear in your life. He makes you not to move. But know who you are. And know your potential. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So tell the enemy, the devil, enough is enough. Our victory is mine. Praise be to God. So we need to be overcomers. So what you think, it shapes your life. Let's read Joshua chapter 1, verse 8.
Joshua 1.
Are we there?
Africa.
Praise the Lord. So we can read it. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. But thou shalt meditate therein day and night. That thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. Then thou shalt have good success. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be to God. So this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. This is the instruction that he was given. He was supposed to be meditating upon the word of God day and night. Why meditate upon the word of God day and night? When you are meditating, there's a transformation that happens. You become part of that word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You begin to visualize, to see what that word of God is saying. You see the promises of God. You see the protection of God. You see the blessings of God. You see the victory that God says.
Thank
you. You need to meditate upon
it.
So what comes into your mind continuously matters. That's why Romans 12 tells us, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, by the word of God. So our minds need to be renewed. Hallelujah. No wonder the Bible also tells us that we should not stop this manna of coming together. Hebrews tells us that. We don't need to stop coming to church, stop coming for fellowship. Because as you are coming to church, when the word of God is being preached, faith is being produced. Your mind is being transformed. Blessed be the name of the Lord. This world is contaminated. So we need a constant renewal in our minds by the word of God. So we've got to meditate upon it day and night. Then after you meditate, what is the word of God saying? That thou mayest observe to do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's one of the weapons that you are actually even going to use to fight the powers of the devil. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you don't have the word of God, you'll be defeated.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So even David was saying,
David or not,
thy word have I hidden in my heart.
Amen.
That I may not sin. So he was hiding the word of God in his heart so that he should not sin. So here, the Bible says that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. Then, for then, thou shalt make thy way prosperous. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And what do we want? Victory, isn't it? So we'll prosper if we are observing to do what is written in the word of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then thou shalt have good success. We need to be successful. We are not failures. Let not the devil tell you that you are a failure. From today, change your thinking. That I've got to be prosperous. I've got to be successful. Praise be to God.
Hallelujah.
That's why the devil even came to Jesus. He doesn't have limit of testing. Even when he knows that you are filled with the Holy Spirit, he still makes an attempt to come and manipulate your thinking. That's why we need to meditate upon his word, the word of God, day and night. He came to Jesus. He knows Jesus has been fasting 40 days and 40 nights. Then he brings his wows. Very attractive,
huh?
You know when you are very hungry. And somebody brings an idea for eating. And he brings a good statement, if you are a son of God. Maybe he was even smiling in that
conversation.
Not like attacking. Bringing like saying, very enticing. If you are a son of God, turn these stones into bread. And prior to that, God spoke. God spoke. Confirming that Jesus was his son.
He
was saying, this is my son in whom I'm well pleased. So God has confirmed that Jesus is his son. And God is well pleased in Jesus. Then where is this voice now coming
from?
To say if, questioning the word of God. If you are a son of God, turn these stones into bread. Turning stones into bread was a good idea. It's the same Jesus when people needed wine, turned the water into wine. But what was the problem with that statement? There was a negative there, the if. There was a poison questioning the word of God. To say, if you are a son of God, turn these stones into bread. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then what did Jesus do?
Because
Jesus was filled with the word of God.
Yes,
he says, it is written. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
So he had a weapon.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is written. Do you have that weapon? Do you have the it is written in the circumstances that you are facing in life? The challenges that you are meeting in life, that the devil brings in your life, how do you overcome them? Go back to the word of God. See what the word of God says. Stand on his word. Where it says it is written, then stand on what is written. Then you shall overcome. Hallelujah. For Jesus stood on the word. He stood on it is written. His mind was full of it is written. The word of God. Hallelujah. So he went to quote Deuteronomy. You find it in chapter 8 of Deuteronomy. That's why you find man shall not live on bread alone, but every word that proceeded from the mouth of God. Hallelujah. So by the word that proceeded from the mouth of God, we shall overcome this year. Hallelujah. We don't care any other voices that may come. What we care is what the word of God says upon our lives. Hallelujah. Amen. So there's got to be change. The way we are doing things, let us change. The enemy should know enough is enough. No matter which way that he may try to come and attack us, when we stand upon the word of God, he is going to live. That's how he followed Jesus. He tried this, okay, worship. Bow down. Jesus continued quoting scriptures until he saw that he had lost. He left. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So when we are in the word of God, then we can overcome. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. So when we are in the word of God, we are safe. Reminds me of one time when Brother Branham was giving this testimony. There was this, should be a child who was suffering from a lymphoma. They are more for gross tumors. And that person was supposed to die. I think they had even made an estimation that I think about 3 months that person has to die. Then he was brought to one of the meetings. Then Brother Branham, I think, told them first of all that they were supposed to accept Jesus. That if they can accept Jesus, then they can find that solution. So upon accepting Jesus and accepting the baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, then God did wonders upon that. That child was cured from that lymphoma. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Why they followed the procedure? The safety was supposed to be found in the presence of God. When you are not born again, the devil has got power over your life. But when you come in the presence of God, you leave the things of the world. Then you can stand now on the word of God. You can look at the promises of the word of God. And you can benefit from the promises of the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord is so wonderful. Okay. Praise be to God. Glory, glory, glory. So your past experience of the failures that you have met in
2024,
they shouldn't define your 2025 experiences. As we are living, there are times and seasons. Let's read Genesis chapter 8, verse 22. Are we there?
Amen.
Okay, we can read together. I'll count up to three. Then we can read together. One, two, three. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest time, and cold and heat, and summer and winter,
malanga nzao ya mbepo,
and day and night shall not cease.
Zua na usiku sizizalepera.
Amen. Praise be to God.
Ambia tamandidwe.
So as we'll be winding up,
Kamineti Maliza,
want to encourage one another in this. Times you pass through certain situations in life, they shouldn't discourage you. There's a seed time, and there's a harvest time. There's when the weather is cold, and there's a time when it is hot. There's summer, there's winter. There's a day and there's a night. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So there are times you may be in the valley, but doesn't mean that you shall remain in the valley forever. You may be in the cold, you may be shivering. It doesn't mean that you are permanently in that cold. The seasons are changing.
Right.
So we are in 2024. We have not remained in 2024. We have entered into 2025. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So there are seasons. There are times, there are things that you failed to achieve, but doesn't mean that permanently you shall be a failure. Your mind should know that there are seasons, and seasons, they change. Seasons are not permanent. They change. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you didn't have money, 2024, it doesn't mean that even 2025 you continue to be like that. Seasons can change. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let not the devil put that seal in your mind that you have fed. You stand on the promises of God, which speak of success in your life. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Praise be to God.
Amen.
So we need to know that. Sometimes you pass through certain storms. Yes, the enemy comes. But we thank the Lord. But the Bible tells us that though the enemy comes like a flood, God is going to raise a standard against
it.
Hallelujah. So it's just a season where there's maybe a storm that has come in your life. We are not going to fear the storm, because we have a promise. Isaiah 40:30 tells us, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and they shall not faint. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we are those people who are like an eagle, where when you get weak at a certain point, when the eagle gets old, it doesn't just remain in its weak state like that.
It
will go there, remove the beak there, remove the feathers, it becomes fresh. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up with wings as eagles. So when the storms are coming, an eagle does not fear a storm.
Amen.
Where there are storms, that's where it even goes. That's where it spreads even its wings. The storms, they help it to go higher. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we are not going to fear the storms. Let's have the thinking like that of an eagle. When you see a storm, start rejoicing. Hallelujah. As James tells us, when you see diverse temptations, whatsoever, count it all joy. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When the storms are coming, maybe today you don't have breakfast. Your friend is rejoicing. They are drinking tea with milk, with whatsoever they can put, the eggs and nice things there. You don't have that day. It doesn't mean that you won't have forever. It is just a season. Spread your wings. God is going to lift you up. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So David was saying, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. So let not the devil hold you. Don't give him his chance. Have a sober mind. Hallelujah. So the fact that today you didn't eat, that doesn't make you to be poor. Hallelujah. Because there are blessings that God has given you. He is going to feed you. That's why David was saying, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leads me where there are green pastures. He took care of Jesus, who fasted 40 days and 40 nights. He provided the strength. And Jesus could reject the trap which the enemy was bringing, because there was no life in that trap. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So let's have the spirit of discernment as we go in this year. Wherever you are coming from, brothers, sisters, be strong in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are special people. There are wonderful things in the word of God. Wherever you are coming from, go and witness this word of God. Don't be idle. Hallelujah. Amen. Tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord. Like that woman at the well. When Jesus revealed to her the secrets of the heart, she didn't keep the testimony to herself. She was touched. She said, let me go and tell other people. She called the people, say, come and see. There's a man who has revealed things in my life, who has told me things that I did. Hallelujah. And the people came. Blessed be the name of God. Hallelujah. So we have been called to this kingdom. So the people who know their God, they shall be strong. And they shall do exploits. So let this year be a year of exploits. We want to hear testimonies.
But
the believers in Lufusa, they visited somebody who was sick. They shared the word of God. Then they believed the word of God, which says that they that believe shall lay hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover. We want to hear the testimonies. Glory to God. In Chatama, we want to hear that Brother Sonia Zan went to witness the word of God. As he witnessed the word of God, found somebody that was sick. He laid his hands upon the sick, and the sick was healed. We want to hear that he went to testify of the word of God, found somebody who was demon possessed, and he casted out that
and
did. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Those are the warriors that we are supposed to be in this 2025. Hallelujah. The church should be active. Nobody should be idle. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. If the church, we can have one mind. We can be in one accord, led by the Spirit of God. We can see great wonders in our midst. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So we want revival to be happening. Let no one be defeated by the enemy. Every brother should be coming with a testimony. It reminds me of the days in the past. I should be winding up. Blessed be the name of the Lord. No, when we are coming up, we are zealous young boys in Pentecost. We would want where we go, we are coming with a testimony. Brother Peter goes to another fellowship. We used to call them sale meetings. I also go. Others go. We want when we meet, we come and talk testimonies. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Where I went, I came with this testimony. Where I went, we are encouraging one another. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This coal fire and that coal fire brought together. It was a big fire. And we kept pushing. Testimonies continued following. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's how we've got to be, young men in the church. Need to be active. Need to be prayerful. Need to see the hand of God. Because we don't come to a club to play. Amen.
Amen.
But we need to be fighters. We are soldiers. When it's time for war, even those soldiers who play band, they don't joke. If there's a weapon, they've got to carry it where they need to shoot, they shoot. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So even those who are playing music there, when time for war is war. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be to God. Glory to God. The usher would be there when it's time for war, it's war. You are a soldier of Jesus Christ. The sisters, the brothers. Then together we are a great army. So let's see the victory. Don't be discouraged by the storms. Jesus wanted to cross with the disciples. They were going on the other side of the lake, Galilee. There was a breakthrough where they were going. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Was there was that man who was possessed with the demons, who was supposed to be saved the other side. There was something good which was supposed to happen. But on the way, what happened? Because the devil saw that there was victory in the future. Started bringing storms. Eh? Brought the storms and the disciples were afraid. Master, we are dying. It's the devil trying to bring fear. But we thank God that the Lord Jesus is powerful. He's able to stop the wind. He's able to tell it, peace be still.
Amen.
And the storm can come. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why Philippians tells us that I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens me. Even where there's a storm, we'll pass. We just tell it, peace be still. Just call him when things are tough in your life. Just call Jesus. You speak to the storm. And they managed to cross there. And there was somebody who was delivered there. So the devil fights you. Because there's something great in you. There's something that you need to do. So he fights so that you don't achieve what you're supposed to do. So let's be vigilant. With this, shall we rise up to our feet? Praise be to God. Amen. So kulibe kulezera.
There is no getting weak
in this year where we have entered.
Mchaka tangena.
Every day when you wake up,
asikuose ukauka.
In the morning,
mao.
Make the right decision.
Sangapo bwino.
Before a day begins,
siku sana yambe.
Feed your mind.
Yes, anzeru zako.
With the correct things.
Chuchuenera.
Then you overcome in the day.
Zagwende sanzura.
Praise be to God.
Ambuya tamandidi.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tells us that the one that is plowing doesn't look back. So ngati mulima simuyangana kumbuyo. Aliko winango sister amina pasako example brother Branham.
Another sister giving example about brother Branham.
Enze sister bwino bwino but day nango anaendo pitira kufupi enzo vina kovirimba madezi ya kumbuyo.
Show the good sister but you way back shoes to dance in crabs.
So anankara good sister, but one day apita.
So she became a good sister. One day she was passing by.
Ah, anabwera imirira pangono, tamvireko ija music ijenze kulira.
She stood by to say alemia to the music that was praying.
So before she realized anaspeza nge na mamene moja.
Ebe kumbukira, she find herself that she's in.
Anamaja, mwami yamat.
Amen.
Kuchoka kuja.
From there.
Na viwa ndava mungena.
Demon entila.
Abwerera kuli mbale kuja aenda kusemuka manje munachoka na chi demon icho pale akamba kuchezoneka monga chibati bati so
the
vicissis
the big demon came out of her with a hair
so chinalengesa nchani
what caused this
anapitira kufupi
is because she
mkalidwe ya kudala anaimirira kumvera voice
past near the past life and she stopped to hear the voice.
Anamvera voice ya Satana.
He heard the voice of Satan.
Amuza tivinga mbeke kwa bwina.
Saying that ya.
So anaspeza. Uja demon amunge na futi. it.
You find that so that the demon enter them.
So osa imirira kuri voice ya Satan.
Don't talk to the voice of Satan.
Gata kukambisa osa mpasa chance.
When the devil speak to you, don't give him a chance.
Bible kambati resist him.
Bible kambati mukane vendem patia.
And he shall flee.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So I will hand over to Pastor Piri.
Bonsoir, Pastor.